Hi, friends. Jonathan Youssef here, and I want to thank you for joining me on this episode of Candid Conversations. Today's episode is bittersweet for me, and I'm sure it will be for you as well, especially if you've been a faithful Candid listener. It's become clear that this chapter of Candid Conversations is coming to an end. I'll share more about this later. But first, I wanted to reflect with gratitude on what God has done through these conversations. In over 300 episodes, we have shared stories, wrestled with hard questions, and sought God's truth together. It has been a privilege to have real, honest conversations with men and women who love the Lord and who have helped me, and I know so many of you, understand His Word more clearly. From the beginning, one of the passions behind Candid Conversations was the opportunity to introduce you to people that I knew and trusted, pastors, teachers, counselors, authors, and faithful believers, men and women with unique insight into Scripture and a deep love for Christ. What began as a simple idea to create space for believers to ask hard questions and talk about living out the Christian faith in a complex world quickly became something that I looked forward to every week, surprisingly. Together, we talked about calling and discipleship and doubt and forgiveness and culture and family and God's grace. And really, through it all, I was reminded that He uses faithful and candid conversations to sharpen our faith and to draw us closer to Him. So before I share what's next, I want to pause to say thank you to you, our listeners, and to the many guests that we have had and who have generously shared their time and their wisdom and their experience and their hearts along the way. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Candid, where we never settle for less than the truth.
The Word of God also washes us, cleanses us when we come confessing that evil. God is ready to forgive.
Everything was great in my life. And suddenly, one night, suddenly, God just drove me to my face on the floor. I don't know where it came from.
At any point in my life, I came to a point of denial of God's existence.
Okay.
But at the same time, the way to God, or what the character of that God,
that shifted for
that's
you.
Kind of not clear anymore.
You know, after my husband left 4 years ago, and 3 years later, my father went to glory, and then I was diagnosed with this breast cancer, I felt loneliness knocking at my door, you know, and I wanted to go to my husband and ask him, you know, what treatment should I have? What doctor should I have?
By the time I'm 28 years old, I'd pursued every dead end and found all of them to be, you know, horrific. I'd hated them. And then someone explained to me, and it must have been, mate, for the 20 millionth time, someone explained to me who Jesus was and what Jesus did. And at that moment, the Apostle Paul in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, he speaks about spiritual blindness and spiritual sight.
I was molested at age 14 by a neighbor, an older man, who that really caused a shift in my walk and understanding who I was. It's confusing anyway at adolescence. And I went on to be very promiscuous sexually, heterosexually. And then at age 21, I found myself in a homosexual relationship.
We need to encourage our young people to think, because if we don't, someone else will. And I've always encouraged young people to question, because we're interested in truth, and all truth is Christ's truth. So we shouldn't be afraid of any of that.
It is a constant healing process. I think I will always be healing from my abortion. But the more I talk about it, the more I find freedom, and the more I realize just how much God loves me. When we talk about things and we bring them into the light, the enemy no longer has a hold on us, right? Because we can dispel his lies with truth.
God used Jason's birth. He used the accident when my neck was broken and the death of my first wife. God used those events to really equip me for different phases of ministry. And when people say, well, you don't understand what I'm going through, I can say, oh, yeah, I've been there and done that.
A lot of people
try to heal the pain that they've lived through success. By accolades and success and credentials. Mm. And there's no accolade, there's no credential, there's no success that's ever going to give you what Jesus Christ will give you with literally just sitting before him.
I was hit as I ran back to the car. I dropped the bomb I had. I'd gotten close to the house up the carport with the bomb and dropped it. And that was a miracle right there that it didn't explode.
I was working on the All-Star game, and I got a phone call from Rhonda. Mm. And she said, Caleb's not breathing. Mm. And I was like...
The phone call no parent wants.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, what are you talking about? She's like, he's not breathing. His roommate just called and says he's not breathing. So I get there, and the police are already there. Mm. And, you know, I'm wanting to go see him, and they won't. They're not letting me in the house. This big guy, bigger than me, just took me in his arms. He said, I'm not going to let you see your son this way. Mm. And just, I buried my head in his chest, and he just wouldn't let go of me.
It was definitely the Lord who brought me along on a journey to be able to say, how are you standing for the family? Will you stand for your brothers and sisters who don't bear your same skin color?
Our hope in life and our comfort in death is Jesus. Mm-hmm. And when we're looking around and the world's falling apart, you can see that how broken humanity really is and how we must place our hope in him, because we can't place our hope in the things of this world.
Over the past 6 years, you and I have had the privilege of sitting down with an absolutely extraordinary group of men and women, including pastors and theologians and authors and counselors, worship leaders, cultural thinkers, and everyday believers. Each one has brought wisdom and courage and conviction and biblical insight to our conversations. Some helped us think clearly about truth in a confusing culture. Others shared deeply personal stories of suffering and repentance and redemption and hope. Many returned again and again, like my father, Dr. Michael Youssef, and my seminary professors, Dr. Bill Davis and Dr. Bruce Lowe, faithfully helping us wrestle with the questions that believers are asking right now. I'm grateful for voices like Justin Whitmell Early, Kristen Welch, Cameron Cole, Sam Alberry, Colin Hansen, Jeremy and Ginger Vuolo, Sean McDowell, Elisa Childers, Beckett Cook, Tim Challies, Oz Guinness, Nancy Guthrie, Lee Strobel, Katie McCoy, David Jensen, Richard Pratt, Paul Tripp, Rosaria Butterfield, Michael Horton, Michael Keller, Thomas Terrence, Hillary Morgan Ferrer, Melissa Kruger, Michael Kruger, David Robertson, Jane Roblo, and so many others who helped us think biblically and live faithfully. I'm thankful as well for music leaders and artists, including Mac Powell, Shane and Shane, Laura Story, Matt Merker, and Apostles Worship Team, who reminded us that theology is not only something we believe, but something we live. I'm especially grateful for those who shared their testimony, stories of freedom, healing, repentance, and costly obedience to Christ. You trusted us with some of the deepest parts of your lives, and your stories continue to bear fruit. Whether you joined us for a single episode or became a familiar voice over many seasons, each of you shaped this space. Your faithfulness, humility, and willingness to speak truth with grace, these are gifts that I will always treasure. I also want to express my gratitude to the production team behind Candid Conversations, the men and women who faithfully crafted each audio and video episode, and the team that gathered weekly to pray, reflect on current events, discern where God was moving, and talk honestly about what was stirring in their hearts. I will truly miss our weekly meetings. Your unseen faithfulness really did make these conversations possible. You know, this podcast was never meant to be built on one voice. It was designed to be shaped by a community of faithful witnesses pointing to Christ. Every conversation and guest from all 6 years of Candid Conversations is available on our website. And I do hope that you'll take a moment to revisit some of those episodes and thank God for the fruit that we have been blessed to receive through them. God of wonders beyond all galaxy, you are holy, holy. The universe declares your majesty. You are holy, holy. I'm fighting a battle you've already won. No matter what comes my way, I will overcome. Don't know what you're doing, but I know what you've done. And I'm fighting a battle you've already won. The past 6 years have taught us that truth and love are inseparable. Asking hard questions is an act of faith, and the gospel still meets our deepest needs in every season of life. We've been candid about our struggles and honest about our hope in Christ, and in every story, the one constant has always been the faithfulness of God. As I step into a new season by serving as the senior pastor at the Church of the Apostles, my focus will turn more fully to shepherding the local church family that God has placed under my care. My father, Dr. Michael Youssef, has faithfully served this congregation for nearly four decades, and I am truly humbled to follow him as he transitions from pastoral leadership and spending more time at leading the way. Because of this calling, Candid Conversations is coming to a close. But the fruit will continue. My prayer is that we have encouraged you to pursue more candid, Christ-centered conversations in your own life. Because in a world marked by noise and division and surface-level interaction, we need real face-to-face connection more than ever. The heart behind this podcast remains the same: pursuing truth, welcoming honest dialogue, and pointing people to Jesus. I hope you'll stay connected with Leading the Way as Dad continues proclaiming the gospel and making disciples of all nations. I'm Jonathan Youssef. Thank you for walking this journey with me. And I hope that you will join me one day soon for worship at Church of the Apostles in Atlanta. And who knows, maybe we will produce a podcast that shares more about what we are learning as a church. Until then, keep seeking the truth, keep loving people genuinely, and keep your eyes fixed on the Lord Jesus Christ. Bring your thanks to the Father. We give thanks to the Son. We give thanks to the Spirit. In them our joy is one. We enter in His